from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Hi there, I'm Steve. We'll be in here with you with a lot of information coming from Indonesia, and you can listen to this broadcast on 3325 kHz and also 4755 kHz, plus online streaming on voanews.id and our application at RRI Digital. And in a moment, we'll begin with the news. Listener, here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia's current total fertility rate stands at 2.1. Government launches school leadership program, and here is the news in detail. Minister of Population and Family Development Wihaji stated that Indonesia's current total fertility rate stands at 2.1, speaking at the main event of Nationwide Family Planning Service in Rotendao Regency East Nusa Tenggara on Monday, June 24th. The minister explained the figure indicates that on average Indonesians have 2 children. According to him, having 2 children is ideal for economic growth, resource distribution, and securing the future of the next generation. However, he also noted that in several regions, including East Nusa Tenggara, the fertility rate remains high, ranging from 3.0 to 4.0. Minister Wihaji emphasized the importance of contraceptive services as the primary approach to population control in order to ensure the birth of a healthy generation. In the past, the slogan was 2 children are enough, but now it has changed to 2 children are healthier, 2 children are better. This means we are now prioritizing health and well-being. Therefore, in terms of population services, our goal is to ensure balanced population growth. The approach is through contraception. As I said earlier to the vice governor and the regent, we must manage this to ensure our children grow up healthy.
Untuk memastikan supaya anak kita sehat.
Minister Wihaji further explained that to ensure a healthy generation, the government prioritizes the first 1,000 days of life, starting from pregnancy, to prevent stunting among children. He revealed that the government has implemented the free nutritious meals program, in which 10% of the beneficiaries are pregnant women, breastfeeding mothers, and young children not yet enrolled in early childhood education. The Indonesian Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education has officially launched the School Leadership Program. In his remarks at a launch event in Jakarta on Monday, Minister of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Muti stated that the program is designed to prepare prospective school principals and school supervisors, as well as to strengthen and develop competencies of current principals, supervisors, and heads of educational personnel. Participants will undergo training to enhance their insights, knowledge, attitude, values, and skills necessary to lead and manage educational institutions. Abdul Muti emphasized that today's education system needs transformative school leaders who can mobilize, inspire, and motivate all education stakeholders to foster innovation and provide the best possible educational services.
Di mana kita sekarang memang tidak hanya memerlukan para pemimpin sekolah yang memiliki.
Today we need more than just school leaders with strong characters, competencies, and necessary skills to become principals. School leadership must be transformative. It must be a leadership that drives, inspires, and continually encourages every educational stakeholder in a school to dare to innovate and make breakthroughs in order to deliver the best education services.
Untuk berani melakukan inovasi, melakukan terobosan-terobosan dalam rangka memberikan layanan pendidikan yang terbaik.
At the same time, Director General of Teachers, Educational Personnel and Teacher Education, Nunuk Suryani, explained that the school leadership program consists of 110 instructional hours, equivalent to 16 days of training. She outlined that during the training, participants will study a wide range of topics, including national and regional education policies, school management, and analyzing the competency development needs of teachers and educational personnel. Speaker of Indonesian House of Representatives Puan Maharani on Tuesday opened the House's 20th plenary meeting session 4 of 2024-2025. During this session, they will hold a preliminary discussion on the draft state budget for 2026 fiscal year and a draft law on accountability for the implementation of the state budget for 2024 fiscal year. In her speech, Puan Maharani said the global economy in 2026 is projected to still face geopolitical challenges that will affect the global economy, including Indonesia. Therefore, Indonesia's economy policy must anticipate these challenges to ensure that the national development process continues to run.
Pada masa sidang ini,
during the session, the Indonesian House of Representatives will hold a preliminary discussion on the draft state budget for the 2026 fiscal year and a draft law on accountability for the implementation of the state budget for the 2024 fiscal year. Next year, the global economy is projected to still face a dynamic and uncertain situation, geopolitical, geoeconomic, and global economy conflicts that are not conducive, which will greatly affect the global economic supply chain, economic productivity, public consumption, purchasing power, and capital flows for investment. Therefore, the discussion of the macroeconomic policies and the main points of fiscal policy in 2026 must have anticipated this, which can have an impact on the capacity of the state budget to carry out national development.
Furthermore, Puan Maharani also said that the House will continue to carry out diplomatic functions aimed at building cooperative relations between the parliaments. According to her, these diplomatic activities play an important role in strengthening Indonesia's foreign policy. Indonesian Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf reported to President Prabowo Subianto on the progress of the People's School or Sekolah Rakyat program during a limited cabinet meeting held in Hambalang, Bogor, West Java on Monday, June 23rd. In his report, he stated that the program is ready to be implemented.
We informed the President about the People's School program this year, where 100 locations with a capacity of more than 9,700 students are ready to begin, God willing, on July 14, starting with orientation. We also reported the second phase plan for this year, with another 100 locations using buildings owned by the Ministry of Manpower. If possible, both phases will be combined so that the total student capacity will exceed 20,000.
Saifullah also said that all preparations are currently on the way. And at the right time, President Prabowo is expected to give a briefing to school principals and teachers. Indonesian Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Muti on Tuesday encouraged the language teacher in schools to play a role in making Indonesian a world language. Speaking before Indonesian Language Subject Teachers Conference monitored from Jakarta, Abdul Muti said Indonesian has become one of the main languages of instruction in a number of meetings of United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO. He explained that Indonesian language is part of the wealth of Indonesian nation, so it must be taught by superior Indonesian language teachers who understand Indonesian culture.
Tapi soal ini menurut saya penting. Bagaimana kita menjadikan bahasa Indonesia ini sebagai bahasa dunia, internasionalisasi bahasa Indonesia.
But I think this matter is important. How do we make Indonesian a world language? Internationalization of Indonesian language, that's the term. How do we make it a part of building the glory of the nation and noble civilization in various works and various world-class achievements? Through the struggle and hard work of my predecessors in this ministry, Indonesian has become the language of meetings at UNESCO. So because of that, we have a very important task.
Rapat-rapat di UNESCO. Sehingga karena itu, maka kita memiliki tugas yang sangat penting.
Abdul Muti further highlighted the importance of Indonesian in shaping the thinking process of society. According to him, Indonesian language teachers must be able to develop the language and thinking skills of students in learning it. He also encouraged Indonesian language teachers to use the deep learning method, which should be a new direction for learning the language. He said that Indonesian language must become part of the sovereignty of the nation. The Indonesian Ministry of Public Works and Housing continues to promote the implementation of earthquake-resistant building standards across the country through regulations, innovation, and an integrated monitoring system. Sutaji Yuwasdiki, Director of Building and Environmental Sanitation Technical Development, said it during a talk show organized by the National Disaster Mitigation Agency on Tuesday in Jakarta. Sutaji Yuwasdiki said the ministry has developed the building management information system. He explained it allows the building permit process to be done online and in an integrated manner, making it easier to monitor and ensuring that buildings meet technical and safety standards.
That's why the Ministry of Public Works wants the building permit process in the regions to be centralized through a one-door system, so both the timeline and the standard can be monitored at the national level.
He also stated that the ministry has developed prototype earthquake-resistant buildings such as Risha or Simple Healthy Instant House and Ruspin Modular Instant Panel System House, while also encouraging the public to propose their own innovations through a technical verification process or clearing. Through these efforts, the Ministry of Public Works hopes to ensure that earthquake-resistant construction can reach all levels of society and help build infrastructure that is stronger and more resilient to future disasters. Listener, that was the news. Coming up is commentary entitled Indonesia Launches School Leadership Program by Anna Trijayakasi.
Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, launched the School Leadership Program on Monday, June the 23rd. This program is a national strategy to improve the quality of school leadership in Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Muti, emphasized that this program is part of a major transformation in the field of school management as stated in the regulation of the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education of 2025. Why is this program important? Because the quality of education is largely determined by the quality of leadership in schools. Principals and teachers who have strong leadership will be able to create a positive, innovative learning atmosphere and support the optimal growth and development of students. The school leadership program is designed to equip principals with managerial skills, visionary leadership, and skills in building a healthy school culture, not only about administration, but also about how to be a role model, motivator, and innovator in the school environment. This program also supports the fourth point of the government's Asta Cita program, which aims to improve the quality and equality of education services. Of course, the challenges are not small. Not all school leaders are immediately ready to change. It takes time, continuous training, and no less important, support from the environment, including the education office, teachers, parents, and even the community. In other words, this school leadership program is a long-term investment for the government to create a great future generation. That was commentary.
Jatuh hati kepadaku, tak ku tuliskan sejuta puisi, meyakinkanmu membalas cintaku. Haruskah ku mati karenamu?
kamu bahasa perasaan hingga hatimu tak lagi membeku. Haruskah ku mati karenamu, terkubur dalam kesedihan sepanjang waktu. Haruskah ku relakan hidupku hanya demi cinta yang mungkin bisa membunuhku. Henti gendanya nadi jantungku tempat ku tak betapa suci.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Dan aku terluka bila, yeah.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Listener, if you want to know more about Indonesian tourism or culture, here comes next is Indonesia Wanda.
VOI listener, Pinisi ship is a legendary wooden ship from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, which is thought to have been made since the 14th century or 1400s. Now, tourists can enjoy the sensation of sailing on the Pinisi ship in Indonesian waters. usually tourists sail on the Pinisi ship in the waters of Labuan Bajo. However, now the Riau Islands, which are the gateway to Indonesian maritime tourism, are offering sailing services on Pinisi ship for the first time while enjoying the stunning water landscape of the Riau Islands. Sailing on the Pinisi, you can enjoy the experience of sailing while enjoying the sunset against the backdrop of the Barelang Bridge, which is the icon of the city of Batam. On January 1, 2024, the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, had the opportunity to enjoy the experience of sailing on the Pinisi ship in the Riau Islands. According to him, the natural view of the Riau Islands from the boat was very beautiful and the food service was super delicious. Sailing services on the Pinisi are not a new tourism product in Indonesia, but in Riau Islands waters, this is the first time and has become an attraction for local tourists. Listener, Pinisi ship provides a number of facilities ranging from beds, food, and much more. You can try the 4 days, 3 nights, or 3 days, 2 nights package. Traveling on the Pinisi, you can relax with your family, diving, snorkeling, and more. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sisi hati malam, 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 malam,
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rasa-rasa yang tak mampu diungkapkan kata-kata, dengan beribu cara-cara kau selalu membuat ku bahagia. Kau adalah alasan dan jawaban atas semua pertanyaan. Yang benar-benar ku inginkan hanyalah kau untuk selalu di sini. Ada untukku, maukah kau menjadi pilihanku, menjadi yang terakhir dalam hidupku. Maukah kau menjadi yang pertama, yang selalu ada di saat pagi membuka mata. Memilikimu, mengasihimu, menjagamu, menyayangimu, memberi cinta, memberi semua yang engkau inginkan. Selama aku mampu, aku akan berusaha mewujudkan semua impian dan harapan untuk menjadi kenyataan.
If you want to listen to Indonesian, how to learn Indonesian language, coming up next is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa,
which means Karimun Jawa Island. You will listen to a conversation about
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Karimun Jawa Island. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a local officer. Chris was making a vlog in Karimun Jawa Island. Let's listen to the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic.
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means Karimun Jawa Island. I'm going to say each word 2 times and please repeat after me.
Saat ini. Saat ini.
Which means right now.
Di pesisir. Di pesisir.
Which means on the coast.
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means Karimun Jawa Island.
Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means right now I am on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island.
Bersama. Bersama.
Which means together with.
Petugas. Petugas.
Which means officer.
Taman Nasional. Taman Nasional.
Which means national park. In the conversation, you hear the sentence,
saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means right now, I am on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island. In that sentence, there is the word
pesisir, pesisir,
which means coast, a land next to or near the ocean.
Pesisir, pesisir,
which means coast, is a word we use related to a natural landscape.
Pesisir, pesisir,
which means coast, was used by Chris to state a part of beach of Karimun Jawa Island. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions related to nature.
Terumbu karang. Terumbu karang.
Which means coral reef.
Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah. Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah.
Coral reef in Karimun Jawa is very pretty.
Hutan bakau. Hutan bakau.
Which means mangrove forest.
Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa. Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa.
Which means we can explore mangrove forest in Karimun Jawa. For your information, besides being a sanctuary, Karimun Jawa National Park has many things to visit. It has pretty beaches and underwater habitat. In the past, Karimun Jawa was called the Caribbean Van Java or the Caribbean of Java. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
Let's Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa,
which means Karimun Jawa Island. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal and my colleague
Ranov. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu or My Life is Lonely Without You by Ayu Sakti, accompanied by New Normal Keroncong. The song, created by Aris and popularized by the new Cyclone Music Group, was released as a single in 2012. The song describes a person's complicated and conflicted feelings. She loves someone, but also feels hurt by his presence. There is a feeling of wanting to forget and go away. But at the same time, there is a realization that life feels lonely without him. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu by Ayu Sakti featuring New Normal Keroncong. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast, and you can send your questions, comments, and inputs to our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram VOI_official, and our YouTube channel VOI Official. And you can also send email to us, voilisteners@gmail.com, and the application +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening, and stay tuned on RRW Service, Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.